Hi everyone, and thank you for joining me today. I'm Juana, I'm a UX designer working at Grafana Labs, and today we are going to talk about accessibility, and more specifically, web accessibility. When we discuss about it, not everyone knows what it means or why they should actually care. So computer accessibility refers to the accessibility of a computer system by all people, regardless if they have a disability type or severity of impairment. When we say disability type, there are several of them. You might know about vision ones, where it have color blindness, for example, mobility, auditory, neurological, cognitive, medical, and psychological. 1 billion people, or 15% of the world's population, experience some sort of disability. And at least 10% of the adult population has a vision impairment, and the numbers are actually growing with somebody's age. So it's quite important when you think of these numbers, consider your user base and actually how many people are affected. Why you should care even more when it comes to what you're currently working on, if you're having an interface of some sort, is what you actually get. If you fix your accessibility issues, you get a tool or an app that is easier to use by everyone in general. And that it also leads to a bigger user or contributor base as more people can start using your project. You get advantage over your competitors and even cater for clients whose businesses have mandatory accessibility requirements for the software that they use. And that, for example, includes the federal agency. So even more, you can potentially expose areas in the UI or user flow that need more improvement. And in the end, it's 2021, right? We should not only talk about being more inclusive, but also act on it. Right, so where you can actually start? You can start by learning about accessibility. If there is one place I would recommend you to start, it's called LI Project, and you'll have all the great resources in there and an awesome checklist that you can use. Go start with whatever accessibility is and go from there. Do not try to read everything at once. Next, as it comes to tools, what we can use as designers and developer as well. For designers, we have a few tools that we can add as plugins to our current programs that we mostly use, like Figma, Sketch, or Adobe XD. So we have color contrast checkers on one hand and color blindness simulators on the other hand. Unfortunately, these are quite static, right? You can only check what's a picture in the end. But things do improve as soon as we move to browsers. So if you already have a working app or a working website, it becomes a lot easier to see your current state of things. So for browsers, you have